بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today the Juma khutbah, Mulana gave 5 points that will cleanse and improve the heart. Amongst the five, one is the recitation of the Quran Sharif, but with some level of attention. Allah Ta'ala is listening to me. He has asked me to recite. One is just a routine recitation. Do not say that it's bereft of reward and sawab. But one is with that frame of mind that Allah Ta'ala has requested me to recite. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Hence, I'm reciting the Quran Sharif to Allah Ta'ala. Then as you will recite, you will find that that level of consciousness will dwindle, it will weaken. And for a second or 2 seconds, stop your recitation and refresh in that thought. So you don't have to go very deep, just that Allah Pak has requested me to recite, and hence I am reciting. So that recitation will be a different recitation. When you come across the ayat of Jahannam, so you're reading as though you are reading to Allah Ta'ala, but please, I can't endure this Jahannam, I won't manage it, Allah Ta'ala, save me from this. Anything that will lead me to Jahannam, with your mercy and your grace, you save me. And we read about Jannat, everybody understands Jannat, Jahannam, these things we all understand. Then with that frame of mind, Allah Ta'ala, please, with your mercy, only with your grace, bless me with the entry of Jannah. So with this frame of mind, you come across an ayat which talks about the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the sifat and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah khabirum bima ta'amalun. Then with that frame of mind, that Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. He's fully aware. So you will see that recitation will be a different recitation. That is the one thing that will improve and correct your heart. We haven't taken the book of Allah Ta'ala, the word of Allah Ta'ala, as it's supposed to be taken. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Just taken it casually and we go through it. It's the word of Allah Ta'ala with that respect, with that feeling. Allah Pak has asked me, I am reciting to Allah Ta'ala. I am being honored. How great and how merciful is Allah Ta'ala that He's allowed me to recite. And look at the extent of His mercy, that even I don't understand the wording, I recite with feeling, then too I'm being credited with sawab. If it is in namaz that I'm reciting, then for every alphabet it's 100 rewards. If it's in namaz. If it's in namaz and I'm sitting and performing namaz, then for every alphabet then it's 50 rewards. And then if it is out of namaz and I'm reciting with wuzu, then it's 25 rewards for every alphabet. And if it is out of namaz, but I'm just listening to the recitation of the Quran Sharif, then for every alphabet I'm getting just 10 rewards. So what dhyan? Alim Yasab rahmatullah alayhi says that this is a calamity of the ummah in this day, that we read, but we don't read with that frame of mind, that this is the reward. I'm going to do this, and this is going to be the reward for this. I'm going to do this, this is going to be the return for this. In anything that is material, and we understand the reward, then we don't hesitate in going that extra mile in doing it. You know, for example, that this kaya goes for ₹1,000,000, right? And if somebody comes to the dealership on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, he'll get it for 50 rands. So you know the deal that you are striking. Won't you go that extra mile to get that deal? It's because you know it's a material thing, you can see it, you understand the value of it, so you want to score. So here Allah is giving you bargains, month of Ramadan. Every nafal is being multiplied to faraz, every faraz is being multiplied to 70 times. So much of multiplication is going on, so much of rewards. You engaged in ibadat, engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has closed the doors of Jahannam in this month, opened the doors of Jannat. A breeze is moving in Jannat, which is, there is a hustling sound. And that sound is so beautiful, more beautiful than the most beautiful of voices that he's ever heard. Then so beautiful that even the hoods are coming out, popping their heads out. Is there anyone that is prepared to buy us, prepared to give our price? So now you know, so much Jannat, and so much that's in it for me. I'm going to get this. Then if you read with that frame of mind, then your life, your work becomes life. There's life in your work. Let's read now, Al-Iflam Mim Zalik Al-Kitab. Now, I don't say you're not going to get the reward, but there's no life in that work. So bring about that life in that work. I'm going to do this, and this is what's the return. I'm going to do this, this is what I'm going to get. You will do the work. See, when you know the return, for you to travel to Japan for business is not difficult. For you to travel to Hong Kong for business is not difficult. You're just going to get, you know, in the old deal, you'll get perhaps 10,000 rands. You don't mind. 100,000 rand, you don't mind traveling or leaving the comfort of your home, wife, children. But you know, at the end, 1 week I'll get 100,000 rand. You don't mind going that extra mile because of the return that is involved. So exactly the same way, every deed of ours, we are doing it with that frame of mind. Allah Pak wants us to do it. Taraweeh namaz, do it with that frame of mind, that all my sins will be forgiven. قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. With that frame of mind, he wants you to do it, so do it with that frame of mind. Don't just do it as a routine. So now, here what we are talking about is how to gain the maximum, how to maximize. So one of the things that he spoke about is recitation of Quran Sharif. The second thing that he's spoken about is مُجَالَةُ الصَّالِحِينَ. It was the last thing that you spoke about. That also helps in cleaning the heart. See, once the heart is clean, then you're running away, moving. But for all this, is the heart must be good, sound. Heart is not sound, then the rewards are there, but you can't take those rewards because your heart doesn't have that level of cleanliness. So in order for you to become eligible, you need to have that level of purity. See, for everything there is some sharait, some conditions that are attached. For you to go into the marathon, they won't disallow you. They'll say, all right, every day there must be a record that you've been running, say, 20 k's every day. You need this type of training, and there must be a record for this. You must be registered. Then they'll allow you in the marathon. So if you didn't, then they won't allow you. And then if you have done it, they will allow you. And then you won, you ran the marathon and you won, then you get all those rewards, that popularity. The whole world talks about you. You get the gold medals all flying over you. But then follow the procedure. So now you want to gain at the feet of the righteous. So now what is the shart? What is the precondition? So the precondition is, the main precondition, I'll say it in simple words, is to the extent that you have a opinion of the person, this kadar khush gumani, acha guman, you have a good hope. See, overall, Allah Pak likes you to have a good opinion of all Muslims. Zunnu bil mu'minina khayra. Lawla is sami'tumuhu zanna al mu'minuna wal mu'minatu bi anfusihim khayra. So Allah Pak wants you to have high regards of your brethren. Now, then when it is just your brethren, Allah Pak wants you to have high regards, then the one that you are taking spiritual gain from, then how much of good regards you need to have for them? So to the extent that you have a good regard for the person, good opinion of the person, would you benefit? And if your regards for him, your opinion for him is flawed, then the benefit is also flawed. No, perhaps Hazrat Elijah, perhaps he's doing that. But aapko usse kya matlab? You don't have, what he's doing, that in itself is speculation. Whether he did it, he didn't do it, whether it was a false intention, right intention, all that is speculation that is going in your mind. And that speculation that's going in your mind is becoming a barrier between you and him. See, like if you have a good regard of your wife, right? Good regard, good feelings, right? She's the best girl, so good. In my absence, in my presence, she takes care of everything. Now what will be your relationship? But if you are feeling for her, is that, no, in my presence she's all right, but my absence she's doing something else. She's not the suitable first person. This child that she bore, I don't think it's my child. Now you have all these type of doubts about your wife. What's going to happen? Are you going to enjoy a good marital life? The marital life is going to be broken down, destroyed. Why? Because of your thought. Your negative thoughts, and that whole life is going to be destroyed. So to the extent you have good regards for your wife, that marital life will be an enjoyment, will be a happiness, will be enjoyment, will be pleasure. And to the extent that you have any weak thoughts about her, then everything is just going to collapse, everything is just going to fall. She could be the best girl in the world, right? But your mind has got reservations, doubts, ill feelings. Right? So now, because of your own weakness, that became a barrier between you and bonding between her. So the one that you are taking spiritual benefit from, as it is, as the Jinnah Muhammad used to say, that this qalb, this heart and ruh that you're trying to cleanse, it's a very sensitive thing. How sensitive? He says it is even more sensitive than the malaika. You know, malaika are very, very, call it discreet, call it sensitive. There's another word also, latif. They're very latif. What do you say? Delicate is not the right word. All right. So, Refined. Very refined. Very, very refined. Right. One is there any synonymous word for? One is the refined, right? And the other word I said. What I said just now before that? Sensitive, yeah. Any other word for sensitive? Synonymous. It comes, I'll let you know, right? So they're so refined. So another, that ruh is more sensitive than even the malaika. It's so sensitive. It picks up anything. The slightest barrier, the slightest obstruction, it picks it up. When it picks it up, so there is a barrier, an obstruction between you and the person that you are relating to. Why? Because of your stupidity, your naivety. You had some preservation, oh, he did this. He didn't mean good, and because of him, it's what happened. So when you have that reservation, now, who's the loser? You're the loser. Look at the converse, look at the other side of the coin. See, for example, you had a very high regard for him, very high opinion, and he wasn't like how you had made him to be, right? There's no sin, but you're going to get the benefit. You had very high regards. Your love, your respect, your feelings for the person was at that level, right? But he wasn't at the level that you thought of. There is a hadith which says, "Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard." You are the witnesses of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Janaza is passing by, so they're praising the person. The Muslim says, wajabat. Jannat became compulsory, binding for this person. And then he says, but he isn't like how you made him to be. But though he isn't like how you made him to be, but because you say that he's a good person, Allah has seen him through. He wasn't like how they made him to be, but because everybody speaks good about him, so Allah says, all right, let's throw him in, let's push him in. Even in the akhirah it works out, in this world also it works out, that you have that high and good regard for the person that you're taking that spiritual gain. So shaitan will come in. See, the main obstruction in the whole process is the shaitan and the nafs. Why? What's the proof? Why? Yeah, but what about this? What about that? He did this and he did this. How can he be like that? You know? So those thoughts, those negative thoughts, Shaitan will keep injecting those thoughts. Why is he injecting those thoughts? He doesn't want you to gain. If he gains, then Shaitan will lose. Shaitan will become embarrassed. Even now he gained in a few days, in a few months, and so much he gained. So now he doesn't want to see that. When he doesn't want to see that, so he'll put all those thoughts, those type of thoughts. So those thoughts are coming as a veil between you and between him. And now you have higher regards, you move, the scoring, moving. Yeah. Mawlana Thani Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he writes about these things. How you should see your Shaykh, how should you see him? And those that seen him, and he himself, when he had that regards for Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah, how he gained. So he gained so much, to such levels he gained, people were surprised. He surpassed everybody. He went and he passed everybody else. How did he? So that was his relationship with Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah. That he had such high regards for Hadi Sahib, that was his Sheikh. So when he had that type of regards, then Allah Ta'ala gave acceptance to his works. Look at his tafsir, the whole world talks about it, right? Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was not in favor of Urdu tafsirs until he saw Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah's tafsir. He says that initially I thought that Urdu mein koi uloom nahi hai, that Urdu language doesn't have any ilm, until my eyes set on the tafsir of Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah. Said, acha, Urdu zuban mein bhi uloom hai. There's ilm in Urdu as well. Then they quote examples that how do you translate, you know, to understand the person's translation, to understand the beauty of his translation, you need to see, all right, how do you translate. So, for example, the word abasa wa tawalla, how do you translate it? Some people translate it, Araz kiya ru gardani ki, right? He turned his face away. Abasa wa tawalla, right? He turned his face away. So some translate it like that, right? But is that the exact translation? So now Muhammad gives the exact translation. How he says? He says, chi bijabi ho gaya. Chi bijabi ho gaya, right? Chi bijabi ho gaya. There was a frown on the face. Right? So that's the exact translation. You know, there was a frown. He frowned. Chi bajabi a gaye. Urdu simple words, peshani ke upar bal a gaya. In English, he frowned. Peshani ke upar bal a gaya. Chi bajabi ho gaye. Comes to the translation of wadduha, right? And then, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada. Allah Ta'ala is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dhal, literally, dhal means person that is astray. But Allah Pak is addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we found you as the dhal. Dhal, how does it translate? It translates as person that has gone off the course, he's gone astray. But now, can you say this about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he's gone off the course, he's strayed? So now, he has to translate this. So how he translates it? He says, paya tumhe bekhabar aur tumhe bakhabar bana diya. We saw that you were unaware of the details and we made you aware of the details. Now see that. One is to say that the man went astray, right? And then we guided him. And the other is to say that he wasn't aware, he wasn't acquainted, and we granted the acquaintance. What sounds better and better, right? See that. So because he had that relationship with his Shaykh, now Allah inspires him, see. That special ilm comes through, see. Special. I look at so many translations, but you won't find this. Came to the verse of the Quran Sharif, Yusufu ayyuha siddiqu aftina fi sab'i baqaratin siman. Yusufu ayyuha siddiq. Ay Yusuf. اے صدق مجسم اس قدر عاشقانہ اے صدق مجسم او یوسف او embodiment of truth You can say, oh, the most truthful and all that, right? But embodiment of truth, Yusuf, oh, the embodiment of truth. How does it sound? A sidqa mujassam. English sounds all right, but the Urdu or the Arabic sounds even too great. Yusuf, hey, a sidqa mujassam. How does it sound? The verse of the Quran, Allah speaks to the Ahl al-Bayt, right? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُثِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُثِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. So, others translated it, Allah Ta'ala چاہتے ہیں کہ تمہیں گندگی سے پاک کر دے, تمہیں گندگی سے پاک کر دے. Allah پاک wants to purify you from all filth. That's the term, what Allah wants to purify you from all filth. And Mu'adh translated it, Yuridullahu liyuthiba ankum rijs. Allah Ta'ala ka irada hai, Allah Ta'ala chahta hai, gandagi ku tumse dur rakhe. Gandagi ku tumse dur rakhe. Isn't there a difference in the translation? Okay, Allah Ta'ala's intention is that the filth must be kept at a distance from you. And the first one, tumhe gandagi se paak kare. And sunya, tumse gandagi ku dur rakhe. As though he's pure and the gandagi was coming, the impurities were coming, and Allah Pak took the impurities and threw it away. You see that? See now, this comes, this type of ulum comes, when you have that type of relationship. That type of relationship, then Allah Ta'ala blesses you from the unseen. You begin to see things differently, understand things differently, see things differently. But then you need to have that level of clarity in your mind. There's no veil between you and Him. No veil, there's no obstruction, there's no impediment, nothing, absolutely clean. When it's clean, you're getting from the mamba'ul ulum coming direct to you, from the source of ilm coming right direct to you. You see now how you see it. You're seeing it differently. Before, you knew it before, and now you're seeing it now, but you see the world of a difference, how it happens. So that is largely on account of the purity, cleanliness of the heart. How clean. Like I said, you have a high opinion, high regard, clean heart, for your sheikh especially. And he wasn't like you made him to be. Then to the hadith says that wajabat sahibukum ma kana hakada. Your person passed, he wasn't like this, but because of your shahadat, Allah Pak has threw him into his mercy. So that means that if you have a high regard of a Muslim, even if that Muslim is not right, then to Allah Ta'ala will look at you favorably. He won't count it as a sin. That why did you consider him to be pious when he wasn't like that? He won't count you. But on the contrary, if you have any misgivings about the person, he's like this, perhaps he's like that, you know, didn't do it right, right? And you have no evidence for that. Now you can be accountable. But you said he was like this. You thought he was like this. And he did this. And the facts come out to the contrary. There's no evidence for that. So Allah Ta'ala will hold you accountable, okay, by this is what you felt of the person, whether it was a sheikh or it was any mu'min. Allah Ta'ala will hold you accountable, okay, you felt this about him, but where's your evidence, where's your proof? What are you going to say? Ibrahim Devla was giving a talk there, in the Etikaf, gave a talk. So he says, very important point, says, you see. He started off like this. Ma bikum min ni'matin fa min Allah. Everything has got two dimensions. Everything that we come across has got two dimensions. One is, it's a ni'mat. It's a favor of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Anything you look at, it's a favor. Eyes is a favor. Nose is a favor. Teeth are favors, right? Ears are favors. Aren't they favors? Yeah. Take out your teeth now. How you feel? Oh, his chops are the biryani is the, and the bra is going on. He, I can't do anything about it. Just to look and cry. I can't do anything about it. How do you feel? Bra is going on. Everybody is enjoying. How do you feel? Don't you feel left out? So do you see the beauty of this ni'mat? You can only enjoy it if the teeth is right. Teeth isn't right, you can't enjoy it. So look at it from one dimension. One dimension, it's a favor. It's a grace. Right. And look at it from another dimension. It is an amanat. It's a trust in your hands. أَرَدْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاءَ. We offered it to everybody. Offered it to this one, to that one, to that one. We offered it. But then everybody turned it off. We don't want to take it on. It's too much for us. It's amanat. We don't want to take it on. Heavens, they flatly refused. Mountains refused. The earth, we don't want to take this thing on. Because they understood what's going to be the consequence. Right. Being an amanat, being a trust, so that means, what I'm saying now, it implies that you will be accountable. I've given you, say, my car. But this is an amanat. Eh? Give me for 1 month. It's an amanat. It's trust. So when you're going to return the car to me, then I want it in the state that I had given it to you. So you'll be answerable. Won't you be answerable? You'll be definitely answerable. So he says now, you'll get the amanat right when you got the consciousness of hisab. See, you are conscious, you're aware, you take cognizance that there is a thing like hisab. That whatever is going to happen, it's going to be hisab for it. My friend Marhum Ahmad Bhai Salaji, so he's had a shop, so his shop was down and the retail was on the top. So the customers will come to buy the hardware, etc., whatever, they come to buy at the bottom. The payment normally is done in one place, top, see. So you tell all the customers, see, whatever you do downstairs, you have to pay for it upstairs. Whatever you do downstairs, nice way to say it, isn't it? He's a conscious of the man. He said it in a simple way, but it's a fact, isn't it? Whatever you do downstairs, you're going to pay for it upstairs. So to the extent you got this understanding that you're going to be answerable, small thing, big thing, small thing, one word, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever you do, small or big, that is going to stand before you. For you or against you, for you or against you, the word that you said, the deed that you did, right? The actions that you had perpetrated, right? Anything, there is going to be hisab for it. You are going to be accountable for it. So to the extent you have got the understanding and the conviction that I am accountable, you will be in line. And the moment you lost track of the fact that it was one of those things, I said it, forget it now, don't moan about it. So, one thing will go, second thing will break, third thing will collapse, everything will fail in your life. So if you want to go on track, then to the extent that you have the consciousness of hisab, to the extent that you have the consciousness, the awareness of hisab, you're going on track. The moment you slipped off a corner, see that how important it is. See that anything, Allah will fill his grave with nur, with barakah rahmat. But now see what simple thing he said. Simple, but he's saying something that is right. What you do downstairs, you're going to pay for it upstairs. Whatever, small or big. Now you got that yaqeen, that feeling, you're going to pay for it by it. You're going to pay for it dearly. With your sawab, you're going to pay for it. You have nobody around, no influence. Yeah, you've got someone to bail you out, influence, right? What things? You've got people with influence, you've got wealth, affluence, influence you've got. But there, وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا. You're going to come to Allah Ta'ala, before Allah Ta'ala, standing all, bare and alone. كُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا. You're coming to Allah Ta'ala, bare and alone. وَكَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And how can that person ever be happy? How can he rejoice? مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفَزُ وَالنَّفَسُ. What? وَكَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ فِي الدُّنْيَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّفَزُ وَالنَّفَزُ. How can that person rejoice in this world? against whom every word is counted, every breath of yours is counted. So much of so many breaths, so much of your life gone. So much you spoke, it's recorded. Your words are being recorded. Every breath that you're taking is being recorded. All right. Came to this life, you're supposed to have 1 billion breaths. So many breaths are gone. 5 million is gone. 10 million is gone. 50 million, 100 million is gone. See that? Man yu'addu alayhi lafazu wa nafazu. So this consciousness, this is what is significant. This is what is most important, this consciousness. Understand before Allah Ta'ala. Talimuddin must look at the children about the week that they're going for the final exams. Unse behtar koi buzurg nahi hai. There's no better buzurg in this world. The last week of the imtihan, final exam, the reports going to come to their parents. See what happens to them. Hey, standing for tahajjud, mona, please make dua, any wazifa that I can read. What's the tips to get a good memory? Right? See that the consciousness of imtihan, exam is coming up, and then the report is going to come up. Father is going to see it. What's going to happen? See how that figure goes. Everything goes, escalates. So this consciousness, I'm going to stand before Allah. Every word is going to be weighed against me. Every breath, every word, every favor is going to be counted. How am I going to appear before Allah Ta'ala? You got that, then you're winning. And you don't have that, then you got nothing. You got everything if you got, but you don't have the consciousness that you're going to stand before Allah Ta'ala, you got absolute nothing. Allah Baktawfiq Nasib.